And then for Lord Jesus, we're going to complete this session. So each denomination they claimed is a member of the same body. So for the True Jesus Church, we have a humility, we have love. So we have been talking about, well, I mean, we're off track too much, you know, now we're coming back.
The first point, which I lost myself.
So True Jesus Church, they said, is one of it. The Lutherans,
Presbyterian Church,
the Presbyterians.
They all have
the good points. God is using all of them. In order to complete the body of Christ. And to be interconnected with love. And so it was a great ideal. Now, isn't it recorded in the Bible?
是不是?
Right? So, think about it. So, there are at least two questions to think about. Let's come back to this.
像这种的话, 就是以人文的, 哲学的, 然后套上圣经的, 啊来跟你对对看。
And so they are debating with you with human philosophies.
保罗有没有遇到这样人?
Did Paul meet these people?
有，我们刚刚已经看到十七章。
Yes, for example, in Acts 17, we've read already.
好，十七章的讲到词， 保罗怎么来对抗这些人？
And so at the end, how did Paul defend?
好，你昨天没功课，今天我功课是这样，我功课给你。如果别人的功课的话，我功课就不用写。
So my assignment really is this, you know, I will give you assignments, but if you have other assignments from other lecturers, then my assignment, you don't need to complete my assignment.
因为有一些班，因为他后来他们检讨说，我们都没事做，啰啰嗦，来这里曾经这样，所以我以后就记住，到没班已经给功课，那功课已经给了，他们写不完。 一定要这样子嘛，那写不完的时候，如果有别人给的话，我的就抽出来，那才有一点什么样，有点恩典嘛，是不是？
I mean, in previous seminars, some of the reviews says that, you know, too much free time, nothing to do afterwards, so now I always give assignments, and I give them assignments so that they can never finish it, and when other lecturers also give assignments, then I will take back my assignments so that I may have some grace as well.
我很老实就是这样说了。
So I'm very honest with you.
我的那个background就是这样子。
So this is how
脑后就这样的想法。
So this is my idea.
但是你做了我也很高兴。
I will be happy with when you finish the assignment.
好，你把这个讲道词分析一下。
So if you analyze this preaching.
不是现在哈。
Not now, this is your assignment.
你把它分段,
you divide it into sections.
上过讲道学吗? 你用最基础的讲道学架构, 引言, 本体, 结论, 这样来分析。
And so you can analyze it in terms of delivering a sermon, that's the introduction, the content, the main content, and the conclusion.
他引言用什么来引?
What did he use as a form of introduction?
引言点, 你要把它这个引到里面用什么来引?
So where is the point of entry? What's the main idea?
结论是什么?
And what's the conclusion?
那这个跟当时的那个哲学有没有什么关系?
So what has that got to do with the philosophers of that
time? 他在这个讲道词里面用了当时的哲学的思想，用了他们多少?
How much current philosophies had he employed at that time?
你看这个不需要。 你先不要想说你有没有哲学背景，你就单用这个来解释就好哈，单用这里面的来想就可以了。
So just concern yourself with what is recorded in that part only.
好，那这就有两个思考题，一个作业题这样。So
there are two questions for you to think about and also an assignment for you to do.
那我们来看我们第三点。
Let's see the third point.
跟保罗一起的福音真理的宣道士
and the gospel minister, missionaries alongside with Paul.
当然这是这个这是对那 A B 那个是不对的了，就是哈。
A,
但是也是当时也是存在的了。
For A and B, these are the erroneous ones, but they exist at that time.
那再来就是像彼得啦，十一个使徒啦，哈。
Then we have Peter and the 11 apostles.
第六章七章斯蒂凡啦。
Chapter 6 and 7 Stephen.
第八章腓力啦。
Chapter 8 Philip.
嗯，腓力是跑来跑去了。八章他撒玛利亚，21章啊。
Also in chapter 21 he has been around.
那之后就是。什么各处的门徒啦
Then we have disciples scattered all over.
保罗希拉他们就再没有写了
And of course we have got Barnabas, Paul, Silas, Timothy, etc.
这些人是真的是就是越传越远越走越远
and So they continued the preaching and they went further and further.
这是真的是宣道的
So they are missionaries.
好那保罗在他传道的时候
While Paul was preaching,
我们来看那个腓立比书。
Let's go to the book of Philippians.
在腓立比书里面，大家都很熟了哈。
I'm sure we're very familiar with Philippians.
第二个功课。
Second assignment.
但如果你没有做的话，我会讲答案的。
Of course, if you
因为先给你功课，你要先思考嘛。
I'll give you the assignment. If you cannot complete it, obviously, I will come back with the answer.
看腓立比书。
Study the book of Philippians.
然后你找出在当时跟那个保罗相敌对的人有哪几种人
then you find out different categories of people who were opposing Paul at that time.
敌对有时候比较严重了，说有时候是方向不一样了哈。
Maybe
方向不一样。
Maybe not really opposing, but sometimes it might be just going in a different direction.
这些人都把它放进去了哈。
So please include all these.
敌对者放不一样的。
Those who are opposing, those who are of different opinions,
或是敌，或是同工。
They could be co-workers, they could be an enemy.
从那个腓立比书来看。
So please find them out in the book of Philippians.
那我准备这个时候，我要准备就是说，非洲宣道国，我们宣道国的他们的宗教那个状况。
And so when I was preparing this, I would like to talk about now the religions in Africa.
但是我看我没有办法这次讲。
But I don't think I have time to complete this.
就是有几个方向了哈。
We have a few directions.
民情俗跟宣道。
We have the local customs and evangelism.
还有民间宗教邪术。
And also local religions.
邪术哈，不是 academy 那个学术，是那个。Witchcraft, 对。
We have local religions and all plus witchcrafts.
那接下来就是主要的那个什么基督教的教派。
And also major denominations in Africa.
那第四类就是基督教变质了的基督教，所以变质基督教就是大教派，他们有一些人。然后把这个基督教跟邪术民主教合起来的这样的基督教
also,
这个是在非我就在非洲遇到其他地方比较少
We also have so-called Christian denominations actually they have combined or merged some of the Christianity teachings with local religions or customs and formed their own brand of religion
在非洲有一个教叫做Virgin Maria
In Africa, there was a denomination called Virgin Mary.
他们的玛利亚，他是从天主教出来的，但是他的玛利亚是黑玛利亚。
They originate from the Catholic Church, but the Mary whom they believed is dark skin.
但是，那他们是在街，你看街那个街上哈，他们常常会出来跳，那穿的哈，穿的很。就是好像道袍一样，那个是用世俗来讲漂亮的衣服，就是
so
拿那个鼓啊什么，街上跳
跳。So sometimes you meet them on the street, the drumming and dress very.
他那个跳有点像那个 Hare Krishna 有没有？知道 Hare Krishna
Sometimes their dancing is very similar to the Hare
Krishna. 但是它跟 Hare Krishna 没有关系啦，我是忽然想到 Hare Krishna, Krishna 的那个。
Yeah, so but they are of course not connected to the Hare Krishna.
那它是基督教底。
So their foundation is built upon Christianity.
但是它的那些邪术是民间宗教的邪术。But
they also merged and combined local religion of witchcraft.
有时候我们会遇到。Sometimes
we meet them.
像这就要专题来讲了。So
we need a special.
现在只是这样简介。Different
times to talk about it.
因为我们有实体嘛，后面还有。 这个我有去宣道过，但是那个人没来。这个有一个很长，不能说很长，至少要一个至少半个小时的见证。我去一个叫做那个 Adorate 开拓。We have preached them, but
it was never effective. A few years ago, I went to a place called Adorate.
就是去这样的一个教派，不能说教派了，这个是一个妇人，她是信耶稣，但是她是。 不是拜偶像，他是应该说是拜偶像。 就是这两个他结起来的。
I met a group led by a woman, and we can't say she was worshipping idols, but I mean it's sort of like idol worshipping merged with Christianity.
后来他没来信。
She didn't come to believe at the end.
因为他没有办法放下他这个。
Because she was not able to let go.
因为他是靠这个吃饭的。
Because you know she was earning a living, there was a means of earning a living.
她用这个养了13个小孩。
And through that, she had 13 children.
其实她有病。
In actual fact, she was sick.
我们去那边，她有一个房子，去那边就她的会堂讲道。
We visited her and preached in her chapel.
祷告。
And we prayed.
他隔天又来找我。
The next day she come to find me.
我说一定要替他祷告。
He says, we have to pray for her.
我说你有病啊。
I says,
看就晓得魔鬼工作。
I know that you are sick, because that's the work of the devil.
他叫我说替他按手啊。
She asked me to lay hand on her.
我说，第一个你心要好，第二个才可以赶鬼了，不能跟你按手，跟你祝福嘛，不用了。
I says, first of all, you know, we need to cast out the demons, otherwise, you know, laying on hands is useless, because it is a form of blessing.
那次祷告，他吐的满地，那个，不会讲，我现在想起来就会恶心了。
During that time, she vomited a lot.
但是她放不下。But
she just couldn't let go.
因为。 我还跟他想了几个方法，就是他叫他去路边卖那个，corn那个，那艺术鼠啊，说替他找个地方，你去那边卖艺术鼠啊什么？但是，他那个法力蛮厉害的哦，所以我去的时候，有一些那个已经大学毕业的那个老师啊，高中的老师都来找他，他小学没毕业哦。
I once thought of sort of giving her some alternative means of earning money. For example, having a kiosk by the street side selling corn or etc. But she just wouldn't let go. And she has a lot of power because even some high school or university graduates students would come to visit her, and she herself was not even primarily educated.
那个关东路的地方，那些牛、有些牛啊、有些羊啊，是人家要来找他有什么困难啊、疫病啊什么，牵牛、牵什么来的。And
so beside her house, she has somewhere to lock up the animals because sometimes people come to her to seek her help, and they will bring some kind of live animals to her as a gift.
但她是以基督教为主了。But
her belief is based on Christianity.
但是她有一个暗房。 一个房间里面暗暗的。But
she had a dark room.
那是我比较好奇，我就去偷看。So
I sneaked in. I was a bit curious.
你们不要乱看哦。如果像这，你要胆子大。You must be afraid. But also
have faith.
因为神跟我们同在，因为你不是好奇啊。我说讲好奇是错，是。I'm
not really curious.
因为你要晓得他到底在搞什么。Because
you
不能说好奇。You
truly want to find out what she was up to.
好奇。 那你就是靠着信心，要晓得，因为你要跟当地的工人讲，要跟其他人讲，到底它是什么。你不去看的话。 啊，你只不要怕，你靠着圣灵你就去看。但是看了有点会顿一下。
So I mean, we need to find out what exactly is going on, because you need to tell the local workers and other workers what's going on and what she's like. And with the help of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, just with faith, you just go in and have a look.
我本来不讲那些，问了整个那个他的房间要跑出来的，他是分两层。
Two sections.
第一个进去就是比较暗暗的，但是也是有光。
The first one is not is a dimly lit.
有一个那个幔子。
There's a curtain.
你一看怎么好像雪，他用白的哈，一点一点的这样。
There is a white curtain, but you feel that there was a droplet of blood on it.
再进去。
And then you go further.
用一个那个祭坛。
And there is an altar, form of an altar.
你不要把它想得很伟大了。
Don't think it is a great magnificent thing. It's just a small table with something on it.
那有蜡烛。
And then you've got a few candles.
那有一个也不是碗了，就是一个应该是不是金的，应该镀金的东西。
You have got a gold-plated, sort of like gold-colored and container.
那旁边它好像你感觉好像洒了血一样。
And then you felt as if, you know, droplets of blood were sprinkled near around it.
那这个后面呢，它摆一个像。
And then behind it there is
an
image.
啊，它就是靠这个。
And so her power derives from that.
那如果有要问病了，他就带你进去，但是他说他在祷告就是了。
Of course, if someone says, "Can you pray for my sickness?" Then she will bring them in. But of course, she says, "Her power derived from prayer."
其实他这个是他用耶稣的名，用耶稣的像，用圣经，但是他结合了当地的什么那个什么巫术，他们当地的巫术。
So she used the name of Jesus. She used the image of Jesus. But actually, it's already merged with a local witchcraft.
其实你一看这个的话，哈，不要再跟他讲圣经了。
But once you discover that, there is no point in discussing the Bible.
他很好心呢，他说啊 ，brother.
And she was very courteous, and she called me a brother.
他说你跟我叫他跟他洗礼，这个教会全部是就是。给我们就是啊，他说他这些人，他要当我们的信徒这样。
She says, baptize me, and then I have many followers, and they will all come under the true Jesus Church.
不可能
啊。No, that's impossible.
像这个话，一定要这个下面人，你把下面洗脸没有用，因为下面那些人是受他掌控的，因为他是有灵的工作，你不要。
This is the work of the Spirit, so it doesn't matter. It's useless to baptize her followers.
像他不会问你说婴孩要不要洗礼啊，要不要守安息的？你跟他讲什么，他都是 yes。
She wouldn't ask you about infant baptism or keeping the Sabbath because whatever you say, she would agree, concur with you。
像这种是灵的对抗。
Because this is a spiritual battle。
你一去，你这不要客气啊，在会做我们都很真。我说你这是邪灵。
Don't need to be too courteous. You just say, point out that you have a evil spirit。
他马上说是。
She says yes。
很难过、啊、他说替我祷告
she says, pray for me.
求耶稣来、
pray that Jesus will come.
你晓得他晓得耶稣、哦、
she knows about Jesus.
他还晓得他的邪灵
she knows about
他很晓得
evil spirit.
所以他愿意说来接受我们耶稣
and she was willing to accept Jesus.
把他的邪灵赶走
so that the evil spirit can go away.
他又放不下人家来求他的这个什么身材之道你晓得他的内心冲突吗
but she cannot let go of the means of earning a living when people come to inquire her or seek her help because that is the way of her maintaining her lifestyle.
所以我现在想起来还是很同情那个妇人。
So it's a great struggle and I still have great sympathy for her. 从人来看
这个人是同情但他被环境弄到这样子被魔鬼弄到这样实在是没办法。
There is nothing that you can do because of the circumstances surrounding and also she was used by the evil spirit.
所以这对我们来讲也是两方一方面斥责一定要斥责你这个不他的邪灵你不可以跟他 compromise 你 compromise 你完蛋你。
So you can never on one hand you can never compromise with the evil spirit or the work of it.
但是以那个神的怜悯来讲也是要怜悯他的。
But we also have sympathy for her.
好那个第二个功课哈就是
Second assignment
就是腓立比书那个哈
That's the one in Philippians
那第一个功课呢
What's the first assignment?
二十七章
Acts 17
两个思想问题
Two two questions to two.
泛宗教论
and depend of religions.
第二个 泛教会论
and also ecclesiastical universalism.
怎么来解决？
How are we going to tackle these two problems?
好，那额外的我给你一个选择题。
And also, I will give you an optional question.
选择题就是你当场先不用想，让你考虑一下，然后这是宗教学里面的选择题，就是人家说宗教呢，在宗教的范畴里面有几种的 pattern 方那个典型的。
So we have in terms of different religions, in terms of religion, we have different patterns.
第一个叫 exclusivism。
The first one is exclusivism.
就是说只有我对，大家都怎么样排斥人啊？除了我之外，全都错了。Exclusive.
Basically, it means that only if I'm right, then everyone else is wrong. So you reject others.
Exclusivism.德文就是S，所以我刚刚写的S。
And then we've got inclusivism.
Inclusivism, 中文叫做包容主义了。
It means that everyone is good. I accept you.
再来就是pluralism.
And then we have got pluralism.
就是多元主义。 多元主义就是什么？我对你也对。
That means that I'm right and you are right.
多元主义跟包容主义不一样在哪里？
What's the difference between inclusivism and pluralism?
多元主义是，就是我把它用画图来哈。排他主义是唯我独尊。
For exclusivism, it is only me. I'm the greatest.
就是说只有我对了。
Only I'm right.
其他都什么呀？不对。
Others are wrong.
包容主义。
In terms of inclusivism.
我这是就是说这个主主体啊，只有包容是也是以我为主体哦，那别人就是融入包进来，全部要包在我这里面。
It shows that I am the main. I'm the main. And then I'm prepared to include and accept everyone.
多元主义就是你对我也对大家都对大家都上了最后的这个山头。
In terms of pluralism, that means that you are right, I'm right, and everyone is right, and so we all reach the same.
我们这个就是追求一个永恒的哈。
And in exclusivism, pursued eternity.
不是每个都是要追求永恒。
Oh, sorry, everyone is pursuing for eternity.
Yes, exclusivism also they pursued perfect. This also, right?
好，那第四个
syncretism.
Then we have syncretism.
就是参照主义是把多元主义怎么样并在一起，像统一教哈。统一教是什么？United Church，或是五教同一教。
Bakra faith.
不是，等一下。大同教。
一关到。
巴哈伊的总部在海法。
巴哈伊的 headquarters 是海法。
在海法。
对，
他们已经进到那里了。
海法，
这是世界很大的一个宗派。他从哪里来？但如果你不知道就好了。我问这样是不对的，因为我这样子想说，你们可能当中有很厉害的，如果很厉害，我就不用讲了。这常常有点 defense， 对，这不应该。如果把你们当成都不知道，那我就直接介绍，这样会比较顺。这从伊朗来的。
Comes from Iran。
所以伊朗从他们是就是以那个什么以基督教回教为主，然后纳各世界的宗教，他要把所有世界宗教什么样纳入为一体。
The idea is really to based on Muslim, Islam and also Christianity, but they also emerged with all other religions into one.
他们开始就是那
巴哈伊，
不是巴哈伊是他的后来名字。他的开创者是巴哈拉，他有一个Grandson， 你们没看过，他的一本书啊，他有几本书我是看过了。你们如果没有怎么讲，没有人知道，然后乱看出问题，你不要说我讲的，我是讲真的，有些信徒不能介绍他们念一些书，因为我是不负责任传道，是对这方面。
So,
你们是工人，在平常讲到我绝对不讲这个。
I'm not responsible for all consequences. I mean, because I'm not encouraging people to read their publication.
譬如说，现在目前在中国人圈子里面，绝对不能看的，但是我看过了。
For example, amongst the Chinese circle.
就是《壮法文》这本书。
法轮功了。
法轮不是法轮，《壮法轮》这本书了。是法轮功出来的
那个转法轮，对，但是英文是好像
转法轮，
我不知道的英文是。
我自己看的时候就感觉邪啊。
那 when I read the book, I mean it's full of evil.
如果你不知，如果一般人呢，我念完之后，如果信徒不明就理的，你就以很我们的信徒或很单纯信心的，你就把它念哈、哦。你一不小心，你的思想都被它带进去的话，那会完蛋。
Because I mean, if you have a very simple mind, you just read it, and if you're not careful, then your mind will be trapped in it.
我刚开始念的时候也是没有，我不能说掉以轻心了，想说这个什么，哎，不对啊，不对。
And the more I read, the more I find something wrong with it.
它跟其他的佛教书不一样在哪里？
And what's the difference between this book and other Buddhist publications?
它里面又掺杂一些那个。唯物主义。
It makes it with materialism.
是很理性的哦。
It's very logical.
然后把你从很理性的唯物的，把你带到那个什么很深奥神秘的那个什么邪灵的工作里面。
And then from a materialistic background point, it brings you into very mysterious very evil spirit minded.
里面用两种
sphere、
哦。这宗教常常。邪教常常用的。
And there are two main ways of strategies always deployed by the evil spirit.
一个是就是应许诱惑。
First is to promise to tempt you.
你怎么你会得到怎么。
If you do this and this and then you get that and that.
接下来就是什么？
And then it will be threatening.
如果你离开了或是怎么样了，你会。
If you're going to leave, and then something bad will happen to you. If you entered into their mindset, and then you will just tag along with them, and then becomes very terrible. When I was in America, I visited one of their temples because there were a former general affairs there. And I met him.
因为我们还没遇到这 case， 我已经在念那个什么法轮功。因为当传道对我来讲，然后我都是如果有什么新的 在宗教方面的科学我是比较没有有什么宗教新现象，我常常去看一下为什么，因为如果信徒有什么三长两短的话，你可以去知道。我劝你们，如果你不没有人知道，你去念会糟糕，不骗你，绝对不能念，绝对不能。你不要好奇哦，好奇宝宝是好宝宝，不是错误的。你我是很冷的，不是我讲这个有录音为证哦，我不负责哦，这事情不是你念了之后你发生什么事，你不要说柯传道在这里介绍，然后你去念你就退后，我绝对不负责。我先你说绝对不要念，我只是跟你警告说不要念，你不要说哦要试试看，绝对不要。
So、
除非有人带领你。
So、I'm giving you a first.
说我没问题，但是你自己认为没问题，如果你念得死了，我不负责。
So I'm giving you a very serious warning because I mean, don't say that because Preacher Cole is introducing it here, and therefore I'm because of my curiosity, I will go and read and see what happens because I will never be held responsible for this because I mean, you should never read that. Purpose of introducing it is to warn you that you should not approach things like that.Because I mean, you have to bear your own consequences.
像那个撰好文那本书呢，就是参罗主语，并且它里面还有什么邪灵？那个邪灵是，若以魔鬼来讲，是以它的里面讲的了哈。它那个邪灵那个灵已经是很鬼里面有大小，应该是大鬼。
So in terms of
这个是大鬼
that particular book.And written by Falun Gong, we already can see the evil spirit in it, and in terms of severeness, it already is a great work by the devil. So for example, the woman that I mentioned, I met in Africa, is just a minor party. They wouldn't trick a lot of people, deceive a lot of people.
你有没有看他的 tape?不是看他的那个，我不能说我有了哈，我不能说，但是是我有啊。讲错，你们不要去碰他了，很邪。我告诉你，
没有这个这个 internet 那边 free download，
free download，
什么人都可以。
他名字，
不要晓得他名字。好了，如果是。
就是那个是 free download， 他们 website 什么文都有。
对，他那很厉害。他那魔鬼也是，你不要说物质的东西，他会不说借的物质啊，但他的那个东西哈，你如果你心一动，或是心一给他抓去，如果继续下去的话，很难救出来。
Once you have been attracted, then it's very difficult for you to be delivered out of it again.
尤其我们教会人。
Especially members of our church.
他可以把那个法轮功里面的境界跟圣灵比起来
啊，
那就
啊 ，you can compare it with the work of the Holy Spirit, then becomes an end.
这就混乱的灵啊
，it becomes a spirit of confusion.
因为他是从我们那边出去的、啊、
，because it comes from us.
我不像现在变得怎么样
？I'm sorry, I'm talking about the case in America.
我接触是一点而已啦
，no, I've only
接触，然后就走了，我在。今天不再讲我那个这 case 我忘了
啊、
我现在不晓得他变得怎么样
啊、just a point a contact point but I've forgotten the case already until today when I mentioned it again
那个时候他那时候顶那个时候
it's just a small contact point
已经是我们不是在常讲吗传道若没办法就说教导给主
we always say you know if the preacher can't do anything then we have got to entrust the thing to the Lord I don't know what happened to him now. He was a former general affairs officer in Garden Grove Church. So I would like to bear a testimony. There was a brother. He was not a brother in one of the countries that we are represented here. And one day he said, the spirit is very similar to the something that I'm studying at the moment. 哦，it's a 气功啊，it's a part of 气功。
这叫什么？灵的混乱。
啊，that's a spirit of confusion。
结果他在练那个，因为他讲出来这个给人信徒一听，就难了，对不对
？And when other members heard it, it becomes very difficult.
我们自己人讲的，不是别人讲。
Because it is said by some a member.
如果我今天说，我传道说，我以前身体不好，哇，感谢主，我练外丹功很好。那外丹功的那个发起供来跟圣灵是差不多。你们一听，哇，是传道讲的，那又是自己的人呐、啊，那种感觉怎么样？要不是很亵渎就是了、啊，我们讲真的。
If for example I say that I was not well and then I studied this qigong and then you know I was well and then this is the work of it is very similar to the Holy Spirit, then if it is said by a preacher, then how would you feel? It becomes a blasphemy.
后来这个弟兄就讲,
and so this brother said,
其实受圣灵跟受得外丹功是一样的,
he says,
练功原理是一样的,
receiving the Holy Spirit is exactly the same principle as learning this qigong.
他就把两个比较起来了。
And so he make a comparison between the two.
结果有一天他练外丹功。
And so one day he was doing this 气功。
就死掉了。
And he died.
我那时候不晓得要哭还是要笑。
At that time I don't know whether to cry or to laugh.
很尴尬，不想怎么办。
I don't know what to do.
因为这样对。比如说对迷惑这件事情就少了，对不对？你会很高兴，对不对？
Maybe you should. I'm glad that you know that a case of confusion is no longer there.
但是你又弟兄死掉了。
But one of your brother passed away.
那像如果这进入到属灵迷惑，一般来讲很难救我们教会的人，很难救。
So for our members of the church, if yeah, there is a great confusion in the spirit, it becomes very difficult to be delivered.
你以为是那个思想，其实是灵里面的。那种你会感觉灵里面的对抗。
You feel that it is a struggle in within the spirit rather than something in brain or mental.
有时候你讲不出到底错在哪里、啊。
Sometimes you can't even describe what's wrong with it.
对，很头痛。
就是 great headache.
那世界宗教的现象界常常这样子，很多现在流行的是这个、啊。
So now、
啊、
this is very popular.
参罗主义 syncretism.
Syncretism.
这是其实我只是要讲一个什么
assignment
的功课而已，选择题。
I'm just talking in actual fact the point that I'm going to make is I'm just talking about an assignment.
你的现在先 individual 哈，你的真耶稣教会是属于哪一个
？Now I want to ask you for the True Jesus Church, your True Jesus Church, where would it be？
你要问问题还是？他也是要接受里面的。不是，他进来之后，他还是有自
己的。哦、自己的自己的。So for inclusivism, it's you with other people coming to join you, but when they join you, they still maintain their own identity.
这是一个大方向，我在这我这个方向，你都
可以。So it's
typical 就是天主教。
A typical example would be the Catholic Church.
天主教，你看。天主教传到中国也可以拜主。
When the Catholic Church was preached to China, the members in China can still worship their ancestors.
因为他把这个拜主也是要天主教拜主跟你的那个你我们一般中国人那个拜主现在那个想法不一样的哦。
The ancestral worshiping
他很高的哦。你如果你只是骂他说你拜祖宗的拜偶像，他们那个主教是牧师，他想想。
Because I mean the type of ancestral worshiping is in Catholicism is quite different from the traditional local ancestral worship in China. So it's two different things.
这是有另外的天主教上拜主是什么？他把主当成什么？你要进到最高的那个神的一个指向，所以你拜主只是怎么样带领你拜神的一个什么一个进阶。
In terms of Catholicism,
就是很邪术，很那个境界很高的
啊，
不是这样。但是这个用到现实就不通了。 现实那个中国人，那他跪在那拜求圣，那拜土地公是要怎么样？我要去考好试啊什么？他没有想到说要那个，他们这个天主教这拜祖呢是学术的、哲学的思想上的。
In terms of ancestral worshiping, in Catholicism, I mean, it's much higher, elevated in a much higher level. It's more or less a conduit for you to come up to approach God, rather than the traditional Chinese religion where you just seek whether you want success in exams or for wealth or whatever.
Now, for you, everybody separate your own Chuji Church. We suppose like this. Close your eyes. This is test. Don't see each other. And I ask you. Now, exclusivism, inclusivism, pluralism, syncretism. Yeah. Now, this is test. Close your eye now. Who is for number one? Please raise your hand. Sweet. Okay. Close your eye. For two, please raise your hand. Two. Three. Four. Nobody. Okay. Somebody.
Okay, that's
just
it.
Keep silent. What happened? Everybody must choose one. Okay. If anybody, he haven't choose anyone. Raise your hand.
Who hasn't chosen any options?
You. What's your opinion? You lost yourself. No. What's your argument? That you don't choose. What you confuse yourself?
No, I'm just. First, I thought it's one, but I'm not sure because I'm still.
Oh, you're not sure.
I'm still in the process of thinking.
Okay. Okay, sometimes so such person is great. Right. Well, I told you the first, if somebody dig a hole, you don't jump in. I give you four. You must jump in. Sorry. But this theory is very sincere from, so to say, religious science, understand? 这是从那个宗教学里面的，这个宗教学里面就学这个，就是把所有宗教分成四类了。
So in terms of religion science, you divide all religions into these four categories.
那你的正数教会如果是排他主义的话，我跟你不一样的正数教会啊。
If your true church is in the, under exclusivism, then my true church is different from yours.
我们现在是分开一人一个真主教会啊。
So now we're going to divide into the individual true church.
Sorry, 不这个。
So my one is different from yours.
那怎么办
？So what are we going to do?
第一个，先不要跳进去。
First of all, don't jump right in.
我们已经被人家骂说我们已经排他了，你
还。Others have already accused us of being very exclusive.
谁在排谁？没有啊。
那 who is excluding who?
人家说你在排人，一定说没有嘛，对不对？
If others accuse you of excluding them, then you say, oh no,
你一讲说没有，欢迎你哦。
You always said, oh, you're most welcome, you're most welcome.
包容你又不敢。
But you dare not include others.
因为我一讲天主教，你就不敢了嘛。
Because once I mention Catholic Church, you dare not come into it.
这个跟这个更不行啊。
And of course, the last two, you dare not.
那你只要选一啊。
So the only option for you to choose one.
不要选。
Do not choose.
不是告诉你们要信耶稣还是要信彼得
？Just like going back, do you believe in Jesus or believe in Peter?
我一般神学生我都会这样训练，就是。
So normally I would train the theological students.
不要急着跳进去。
But the first thing is really don't be too keen to jump right in.
好，那我们怎么办
？So what we're going to do?
Go back to basics.
对。回到圣经，回到神。
So we go back to the Bible to God.
神是我是什么？他是绝对的神。
God says,
"So we,
I'm God." So we are not excluding others.
神，我们是如果我们来讲，我们说神是什么？全能的，绝对的，所以是绝对的 ，absolute.
So we say that God is absolute, is Almighty.
那你讲 absolute 的时候，你不是？这个你看哦，你要晓得它的本质哦。
So you have got to understand the reasons, the essence of categorizing this four types. Because their theory is based on human ideas. You have got to elevate yourself from it. Because for the true Jesus church, it's not what comes derived from man, but rather it was from God, what was God given.
So when
we're talking about absolute, we're talking about God is absolute. When you talk about the absolute, an absolute God, you're talking about the uniqueness of the church. We start from that angle. So this time we talk about the one true church. One true God and one true church. Our father and mother. Our mother is the church. Mother is the church. Unique. This uniqueness, it's not because we're excluding others, but because God is absolute. So when we talk about the church, it's no longer you and I. Because that's the spiritual body of Jesus, and that is not just the true Jesus church now. Because for the true Jesus church, in the historical perspective, it's just the last portion of the church of God. And then haven't you realized that, you know, such mindset would be more in tune with the Bible? Normally when we talk with others, you know, we only touch on a point in a specific time with specific limit of time and space, and so you always think of you and I and then the present time. So this absolute refers from to the period from Adam till now.
Right?
And so this for all who have been saved throughout history, and the true Jesus church is just being the last session, time period of the church that could be saved.
像这个就是那个多元就是relative，像这一边的，如果以这个跟这个，这个他们是分开的，这里是以relative，relative是以人间的嘛，absolute对的那个另外方向是什么relative，对不对？你看这个排他主义。
它也有另外一个对抗的，对不对？包容也是这个，也是有它，也这些都是relative，对不对？因为我以为那个exclusivism就是的意思是真理，就是不，我是想到是真理是真理，真理不是排他。
For the truth is not to exclude others.
真理排他吗？ 真理神不是排人的，神是神，神都是讲我是独一的，除了我之外没有，就是他没有对手就是了。When
God says, there's I'm one, there's no other God, that means that He has no opposition.
你排他，不要说我，但是还有一个怎么样跟我对抗的。Now
when we're talking excluding others, that means that you know there is me and then there is someone opposing me.
圣经里面讲神不是讲对抗的。
Now when the Bible talks about God, it's not something opposing God. Because it says, apart from me, there's none other. No one will be like me. So that's why when Jesus comes, He says, I'm the beginning, I'm the end, I'm the Alpha and Omega. He says, I'm the Almighty. That means that no one is to oppose you.
是在讲灵的神的那边的，不是讲人间的。人间都是什么样 relative， 我们在这里开这个也是 relative。 所以我们从第一天就说有什么建议啊要讲，这说是 relative 才有建议嘛。如果是 absolute 的话就没有建议了。你懂意思吗？所以你这是境界的。
So we're talking about actually two spheres. I mean, we've got the sphere of God and also the sphere of us human beings. And for the human being, human sphere is always relative to one another. But we're talking about the spiritual true church. Doesn't equate to the true Jesus church. Do you understand? Maybe I should explain more.
好，
你的意思是说，
等一下，属灵的真教会是从亚当一直到末日的那一天，所有的信徒。
The spiritual true church is starting from Adam until the last day, all the believers, all those who have been saved.
真耶稣教会是这个属灵真教会最后1917年之后到末日的这一段而已啦。
For the true Jesus church is just in at for the latter period, that's from 1997 until the end times.That's the true Jesus church. Is that true Jesus church before
1997?
No. If that is the case, then do you call the church in Paul's time the true Jesus church? This is the true church. From Adam until the end. Jesus. That's the apostolic era. That's the time of...
这是我们的 真教会，真耶稣教会。
That's the fallen time, fallen period in the middle, and then we've got at the end the period of for the true Jesus Church.
TJC. 所以真耶稣教会是真教会。
So the true Jesus Church is the true church.
并是独一的真教会。
The one true church.
这是对的。
So this is correct.
但是真教会从亚当到这里不等于。
But the true church from Adam till the end time does not equate to the true Jesus church. So, can you get this very clear? So, maybe for example, in here we have got A, B, and C. So, A and B is already history in the past. For the true Jesus church, it's C.Is ABC equal to C? No. But C is a subset of A, B, and C. So it's unique and one and true. Do you understand? So sometimes in terms of doctrine, sometimes we may get confused ourselves.
人家问说，真耶稣教会独一的教会。
Others may say, oh, the true Jesus church is the one true church. Would the church in Paul's time be the true Jesus church?
你回答说不是。
You say it's no.
那你怎么说真耶稣教会是独一的教会?
And how come you say that the true Jesus church is the one true church?
他把你混,你自己也混乱,他也混乱。
So he is confused and you are now confused.
应该怎么回答?
How you can answer that?
真耶稣教会是在从1917年到世界末了的真教会并且是唯一的教会是在这个时段里面的啦。
So for the true Jesus Church is the one true church between the period of 1917 until the end time.
对不对
？Right.
那我们真耶稣教也是真教会，属灵教会，从亚当开始，一直到亚伯拉罕，一直到大卫，一直到保罗的这个真教会的一部分。
So the true Jesus church is a part of the true church which starts from Adam to Abraham to David to Paul. We're just a part of it.
So this is 我们的绝对不是你绝对不要讲到教现在的教会现况来哦。
So when we talk about absolute, do not just bring it to the church now.
讲绝对是讲神绝对。
Absolute is because God is absolute.
讲这个属灵的教会是绝对。
The spiritual church.Absolute.
历史时空的现在我们的教会也是什么也是相对的哦。
In terms of historical space and time, now the true church is relative.
人也是相对的。
Because we are all relative in terms of human beings.
在100年之后。
100 years later,
如果耶稣还没来了,
if Jesus has not yet returned,
这个桥牌还在, 没有再搬到更大的地方,
maybe we have moved,
没有, 也是开seminar, 我看没有一个人可能啊, 可以还坐在这里, 除了你, 19岁的, 可能119岁, 可能没有,
so if we have the seminar, none of us will be sitting here again, because the youngest will be say 119 already.
这不是相对吗?
Isn't that relative?
对不对?完全不一样的,
so it's different.
不可能到目前为止不可能活到119岁我来之前呢 全世界最老的在日本的116岁的死掉了
so until very recently before I come you know the longest living person is 116 in Japan but even she died
现在最老的是113岁
so the oldest person now is 113 also in Japan
赶快来
The definition of the true church is also further explained on page 10 of the Song of the Song. I think we haven't covered that one maybe later on, but it's the same message described in the page 10 of the handout. The first, second paragraph, the chapter 4, verse 16, if you do read Chinese on that, further describe it pretty well.
Thank you. 这个是无意中讲的，这个不在。对，但是你们两个讲的是相同的，没？好，我们看第还有多久？我们好，我们看第五。
Let's look at number five.
同工同劳会得同样的好的果效。
When we work and toil together, we will receive the same reward.
这个你看一下，所以就是read。好，你自己看一看哈，这个可以看一下了哈。所以就是read yourself。那在看的时候，我现在是要用这个来讲宣道的哈。
Because I'm using this to talk about evangelism.
宣道的一层一层的，在组织方面的。
In terms of organizational structures, it's at different levels.
同工一定是什么? 相对的。
When we work, co-working is relative.
所以相对说在时空里面的了。
That means in
今天你跟这个，明天跟那个嘛。
In terms of time and space, for example, today I co-work with someone, and then tomorrow I co-work with someone else.
没有永恒的，就是。
It will not last forever. It's not eternal.
你人生的也是一样啊，人生前半部父母，后半部妻子，对不对？再老儿女，三阶段，对不对？
Likewise, in your life, you can divide into three periods. The first period with your parents, the second period if you, with your spouse, and then the third period is with your children.
这是相对的啊。All
these are relative.
好，但是在这个使徒行传里面，神的工作里面，我们可以看到，在相对里面有一个什么？ 一个大的方向
In the work of the apostolic era I mean in terms of this everything although it's relative but they're all working into the same directive
那你就从这个来看
And so when we have to look at it from that angle